Well, I'm going to talk about a place that I've recently visited. This probably is not something that you would expect. You know, this place is, I don't even know what it has been originally. You know, I am in a place out of the town now at the moment. It's like a very close to a village. And I take my dog out, and sometimes in the middle of the night, sometimes early, very early in the morning, so we do not see many people around. But I accidentally saw a very old building of some kind, like a water reservoir or something like that. And based on the material used and the style of architecture, it is at least 40 or 50 years old, at least. It might be much more than that. And we just passed, we never entered. We passed, there are some other places like that here, and it makes you wonder about the history of this place and why it has it is abandoned now, and how it stands, and the kind of material is used, and how the material that is used in this region has changed compared to the newer buildings when you look at this, and why it has been abandoned like this for a very long time. Because you know, for example, of course the land must have an owner, and it definitely is worth millions and millions of tumens. So the person must come back and try to renovate the place or sell it to someone and change the building. But none of this ever happened, and it's very interesting. I enjoy looking at it every time we pass. And it's just not this single building. There are many other buildings like that has been abandoned here. And this is not something that you would see in a big city. But here, there are many of these examples. And it's always interesting to think about its past.